My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we heard the radical and very difficult teachings of Jesus. He says, you shall love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. My dear brothers and sisters, the Israelites were commanded to love their neighbors, which means their fellow Israelites. They were to treat strangers well because they themselves experienced the fate of being strangers in Egypt. There is no Old Testament provision demanding hatred of one's enemies, but hatred of evil persons was assumed to be right. And in some instances, especially during the conquest of Canaan, the Israelites also practiced what's so-called harem, or total obliteration of enemies. And the psalmist, who takes account of the suffering of his people, prays to God to finish off their oppressors, including women and children. Hate here has the meaning of exclusion from love, or not being preferred, as the sense of the Lord loving Jacob and hating Esau. In the gospel, Jesus teaches us that no one is to be excluded from love, not even our enemies. Love is inclusive, a hard and difficult teaching indeed, even for us today. We cannot just love those who hate us and hurt us. Loving an enemy means accepting that the person is also a child of our Heavenly Father. You know, the early Christians died praying for their enemies and persecutors, just as Jesus died on the cross. And by so doing, they literally free themselves from hatred and live their identity as children of the Father. My dear brothers and sisters, if you find hard to forgive people who persecute you, people who hurt you, pray for them. God will inspire you to forgive them. We pray as we go, Lord, give us forgiving hearts today as we ask you to forgive us our trespasses in our prayers to you. Please give us the strength to forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.